zum gehen die getrunken ist aber medrisch bereches bar wir würde wir sehen pasach und gilam und mikto und start ja da ma be khoshoykh elo masem shu shoynem no hayre im shra with light in the khoshoykh that's masem shu sadikim sadikim ze avoid ze bekhin of or like it says or sadikim ka or noiga ve nem or ze la sadik at kan le shana mesh ve no khoyma ki bereches mefarash atagam ve khokhmosa bereches Targum says, Targum Yishami says, B'chuchmasa. Umayhi chachmasa. So what is chachma? What is the chachma of the Bria? So he saw this like a bizarre. Ki be'emis, tachlis Bria sa'olim is huwa kol birurim. Tachlis Bria sa'olim is to be mevara the or mitaych ha'choshech. Ki im hoya ha'kol toif, lo yoy ma'alavara. If everything is or, it's nothing to be mevara. L'moshel, k'shnoiz l'afaneinu ma'achol toif ne'echal. So there's nothing for us to be mevara. It's all been peeled already. Aber k'shnoisel nofneinu macholim toivim gam roim azayonu mashlichim esorah umevara mesal machol toiv. Keinu tachlis ikar bria sa'olim es levarer ha'koil toiv min ra. Im lo ya ra klal. There's no ra in the bria. So lo ya nikar mara toiv. Omen ha'choyshech nikach ha'chakach ha'or. You've got to go through the choyshech and then to be megala the or. Yeah. So the word is, we'll read on a bit and we'll discuss. When you're in a doctor, Lomane Kosev Roya, Mabach HaShoycha, it says Yoda Mabach HaShoycha, Ki Be'emez Koidim HaTikon Oye Me'urev O'or B'toych HaChoycha. Before the Tikon, the O'or is Me'urev B'toych HaChoycha. This is a very big Yisod. K'mai Ma'a Kosev O'or Tzis HaToy B'voyu, Ad B'ruch Nekim Rechez P'lei HaMayim. And there's HaChoycha HaPnei Soim, and the O'or is in the HaChoycha. And that's Yoda Mabach HaShoycha. You can't see what's b'chashoycha, but we know that there's an or b'toych ha'choyshech. Haynu sheyeda ma shenimtza b'toych ha'choyshech, ki b'chol choyshech, in every choyshech, yesh ma'at or, in every choyshech there's a bit of or, ki b'loy zeh, loy hoya l'ha'choyshech shum kiyum, ki yadua. Because without this, the choyshech wouldn't have any kiyum. Ki yadua ma shekseiv, malchusa b'kol mashallah, like it says, malchusa b'kol mashallah, in other words, malchus b'kodesh baruch is even in everything, even in the clip, there's always an or. וזהו עיקר עובדת של צדיקים אשר תעשי את המצוות מעשים טובים שלהם מעלה מהכל השם יתברך עד שיבוטל החושך לגמרי ולא ישוי רק אור הגנוז שהוא המחיה את כולם. It's מחיה everything. We're reading. He's saying big sides, we'll discuss, let's just read a bit. וזה פירוש הכוסף נוהר עם ישרי היינו בתוך החושך לנוהר את האורס אין החושך כי בלוי זה לא יהיה לחושך שום קים. And this is the Gilu. We have to understand why this is the Gilu. Where it says, "Yomash Choyshech." Gamkein. It also says, "Chol Bnei Yisrael, Oy Oyer B'Mashvoisim." He Klal Yisrael there with Masik the Oyer Shabatoych HaChoyshech. He Mesigu Oyer Machayis Kudu Shigonas Batoych HaChoyshech. V'Zayat Tachlis Kol Bris Oylem as in this Oyfen that through the mitzvahs and Yichudim of Tzadikim that Tzadikim make well the whole time Yivut LeGamri HaChoyshech V'Yitzarfu V'Yilabnu Hakol V'Yivaru Hakol V'Yihi Yoyim Echad. Yedei Hashem Yakol, everything should be or. And therefore it says in the Medrash and the Yerim Yishrei, these are the Masayim of Tzadikim Shneim of Oyer Tzadikim Koyer Noiga Ki It's Rishom Shil Gzer Der Rishom Ka Feila. By the Rishom it's a Feila. By Tzadikim it's or. By Tzadikim it says Oyer Rishom Koyer Noiga. So, Bekitza, what he's saying is that every klipa, every choshech, outside is all choshech, and inside is an or, and avoid this mivar the or mitoch choshech. You have to get into the yisoides on yonim. Why bechlal is ruchni is called or? He brings the quotes the pasuk of or is the ruah la tzadik. What's the pshat? The or is the ruah. The ruah means a zera you put in the ground. Where's there an or that you put in the ground? What's the pshat? Make a bracha. So what's the vote of or? Why is ruchnius or? So I say the ruchnius is very ruchni. Ruchnius is something that's very light. Light travels. It's a kvedus. Heaviness comes from gashmius, and ruchnius comes from or. There's a lot of kilu havchanas. Why ruchnius or? But the ma'isa there's a very big yisod. I don't understand dafka why bechuchma. That's what really we want to discuss today. The inyan of the bereishis bechuchmasa. Chachma. And then he goes into this whole thing of Or Mitoch HaChoyshech from the Inyan of Chachma. What's special about Or? What's special about Or is that we know Chazal say Or Ner Le'echot Ner Le'meo. Or corresponds to something that's infinite, something that's Nitzchis. Or corresponds to something that's Nitzchis. Infinite means that there's no number to it. It's not modeled. It's not a Dover modeled. not something that you can measure and you can count. That's the Bechina Or. So every Ruchni is Be'etzim infinite. There's no such thing as every Ruchni is Beli Gvul Bechlal. We discussed this many times. That's what Torah starts with the mitzvah Puravu, because everything in Ruchni multiplies and multiplies and multiplies, which is that's the sod of Or is a Ruah. Something that you put in the ground, something that you sow in the ground, from one seed, what comes out of one seed? Nitzchias comes out of one seed. Well, this seed grows a tree, then you plant it. From this one, another tree, and from this one, another tree. It's infinite. That's the Yisod. The Yisod is that it's infinite. Or is a Ruah, a Tzaddik. The Pshat is a Tzaddik is somebody who's Toifas the Or. As Tzaddik, he's Toifas the Or. So then, it's like a Bechina Zriya. The Or is like a Bechina Zriya. Ner Lecha, Ner Lemeah. The chiddush is that you can light so many nairs from one or, and the or isn't even nechlash. The or isn't even nechlash. You can light so much from one or, and the or isn't even nechlash. Why? Because or corresponds to ruchnis, and ruchnis is infinite. And infinite means you can't measure by number. The biggest number you can imagine on your calculator doesn't come to the slightest bit of what's infinite. So or is something. Or is a bechinah that's infinite. Choshech is. Surrounding the or means there's a clipper surrounding the pre, and avodas habirurim is to take away the clipper. Once you take away the clipper, what's the clipper do? What's the choshech doing? The or is concealed in the choshech. What does the choshech do? The choshech is compressing it, making it into a davar modot. It's an or that is contained in a kli. But be'etzem an or is something that's infinite. Once you take away the kli, once you break through the clipper and you find the or, once you found the or, then you're off into a journey of infinite, yeah, I don't know what the English word is, but then you're off in a journey of your whole life is an infinite life. It's not a life that anymore that anything is modeled, anything is measured. But Kolzman, it's in the clipper, it's contained, and if it's contained, then it's finite, then it's something that's modeled and mugbal, it's something that's contained, it's something that has boundaries, and therefore the tachlis is to break that. Tachlis is to break that in order to bring out the or. So that's why ruchnis is called or. So ruchnis is concealed in the choshech. Take away the clipper, take away the choshech, and then you're going to be megala koyach. Then you get introduced to what's infinite. Stam, this is the fetus yisod coming from Chanukah. You can use this yisod for a ton of things, but what's murdik is that we can explain the wholeness of Chanukah like that. Because last week we also, the tachlis of last week's shtickle was to be mechaber between the nisim, the nes of the netzachon ha'melchama, and the nes of the pach shemen. So we gave them half to show that they're the same. The ma'isach, with the yisod that we're saying now, it's the same nekuda as well. Why? Because we know that the nes of Chanukah was the bechina of Rabbi Miyad Ma'at. Rabbi Miyad Ma'at. So we have to be makdim before this already. Everything that we said now is contained in the word chachma. We said that what's chachma got to do with the or is the red tzaddik. So before we come on to Chanukah, we have to be madgish this nakuda. Which letter of the alavays corresponds to chachma? Yud, right? Yud K is chachma bina. Yud is chachma. What's yud? Yud is a nakuda. Can't be smaller. When you put the pen to paper, you made a mark on the piece of paper. That's a yud. That's Chachma. Can't be smaller than that, otherwise there's nothing there. So, the smallest Nekuda you can have, that's Chachma. Because Hechel and Chachma Keser, there's nothing there, it's all Ne'elam. The first Gila, the Reishis HaGilui, is when you put a dot, is the Nekuda. Chachma of Yiddishkeit, Chachma is infinite. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Toyra Oyer. Chochmah of Torah is an or. What did we just say is the vote of or? Or is infinite. If it's infinite, so it starts from the slightest, it starts from the smallest nekuda. And from there, it goes the Chochmah Zatorah, the Heilige Torah, is a Chochmah that's infinite. That's the Ikah Chochmah of Torah. That's why Torah is or. And the Menorah. The menorah, which represents Torah, which Be'ikar represents Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh is the infinite of Torah. It's the or of Torah. It's the infinite of Torah. That's why Dafka Torah Shebal Peh you got to find in Choshech. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, but Machashach Imoshibani, this is Talmud Bavli, because the or of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Talmud Bavli, is an or that's concealed in the Choshech. Once you get to that or, So that's infinite. The or that's infinite, the chelik of or that's infinite, that's the chelik of or that's hidden in the choshech. Memachshakim eshiyo ajibani, that's Talmud Bavli. And that's the whole Teresh Bal Peh with all the machlekes and the arguments and the birurim in Teresh Bal Peh is the birurim of finding the or. Once you find that or, the or of Teresh Bal Peh, that's the infinite or. That's the or of, that's the or of the menorah. Shemin is chochm. So pshat is just like ner le'echa, ner le'meah. From one or, from one shalhevis, you can light up the whole world. So too, the chokhmah of Torah is the chokhmah that's infinite. That's the geder of chokhmah of Torah. The geder of chokhmah of Torah is that it's not modded or mugbal. And if it's chokhmah of Torah, it's an akuda. You understand? It's not a tzura. Once it's a tzura, it's mugbal. It's not a tzura. It's a dot. It's an akuda. And from that akuda, just like from a little nair, you have infinite. So too, that's how it works in Ruchnis. From the smallest nakuda is everything. The smallest nakuda is infinite. From that smallest nakuda, just like a little seed, it says that most of the seed, when you put it in the ground, it rots. And there's only a tiny bit of it that has that klechat smicha, that from there it grows. So from that little nakuda, that nakuda, everything grows. That's why it's infinite. Infinite means it starts from the slightest nakuda, and then it carries on going. That's the Chochmas HaTorah. The definition of Chochmas HaTorah is that Chochmas HaTorah is infinite. That's Takatosh Bav is infinite, and that's Avod Lemanoi. Chochmas HaTorah versus Chochmas Yivonis, Chochmas Chitzoinis. Chochmas Chitzoinis is Chitzoini. Chitzoini means it's on the outside. Anything on the outside is Modded or Mugbel. The Or that's on the inside is not Modded or Mugbel. So that's Chochmas Chitzoinis versus Chochmas HaTorah. So made it, therefore the Tzura Sanes that the Rebbein Shalom made for Klal Yisrael was Rabbi Miyad Matim. The Netzochan HaMelchama was Rabbi Miyad Matim. Even though Be'etzim we know the Melchama was a Ruchnistik Melchama, was a Melchama of Chochmas HaTorah versus Chochmas Chatzonis. Yeah, Nachon, what is the Netzochan of Chochmas HaTorah versus Chochmas Chatzonis? Rabbi Miyad Matim. They are Rabbim. Rabbim is a Dava Modot, a Mugbel. It's many, it's quantity. It's Kamos, it's quantity. Quantity. That's Rabbi Meir. That's what did Klal Yisrael have? We have a little or. We have an akuda. We have the ma'at. But the ma'at itself is infinite. You can't fight with the ma'at. You can't fight with something that's infinite. You can't be goyver over something that's infinite. You can only try and compress that it shouldn't be nisgala the or. But once the or is nisgala, it's infinite. Can you be goyver? Somebody who's mugbil, can he be goyver over something that's infinite? Of course not. What I mean is, it's a very tiefer word. I mean is that Yaakov met with Esav, so they both exchange words. Esav said, Yeshli Rav, Yaakov said, Yeshli Kol. What's more, Rav or Kol? Stam, ask a child, what's more? Rav or Kol? Many or everything? What's more? Everything, no? What did Yaakov have? Enosli beged lilboish, lechem lechel, beged lilboish, adgunish gah. What did Esav had? Yeshli Rav. Rashi says, Yosef mikdei tzorach, and who has more? Esav is more. So why does Yaakov say Yeshli Kol? He's trying to say he's got more than Esav. What's the vote? The vote is that Yaakov has the Choch. Yaakov has that Koyach. Yaakov is the Koyach of Torah. Ishtom, Yaakov is the Koyach of Torah. Yaakov is the Koyach of. Why does he have Kol? Because he's got the minimum, Shiva minimum, Shiva minimum. That's why he's got Kol. His Koyach is a Koyach that's not modded. HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Yaakov Avinu v'hoyah zeracha kafar haaretz. And here we go, it's a very bright thing. Here we go. So, Voyezaracha Gafar Oritz, meaning like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches Yaakov Avinu, he benches Yaakov Avinu, Shalei Sofem Eroiv. You can't count. So, if you can't count, so even when you have the smallest Nakuda, you have everything. Understand the Nakuda? You have everything. Esav Yeshli Rav, you got, wow, Esav, you got loads. How much do you have? 1 million? Wow. 10 million? 1 billion? I've got Kol. I've got something that's infinite. So how can you compare with me? How can you be goyver over me? You can't be goyver over me. So Yaakov, by having so little, he had what's infinite, and therefore Esau's got Nebuch Yeshli Rav, and Yaakov's got everything. Yaakov's got Yeshli Kol. That's the same Nakuda. The Nakuda was the Rav and the Yad Ma'atim. We have a Nakuda, and that Nakuda that we have is infinite. So because that Nakuda is infinite, therefore that's why we were goyver. It's not pshat, like, I mean, it's deeper than the pashat pshat. The nest was that even though we were ma'atim, therefore that's why it's such a big nest. According to what we're saying, because we were zeichah to megala that nakuda, once you zeichah to megala that nakuda, because the melchama was taka melchama of chochma. Chochma, chochma satoyer. Chochma in Yiddishkeit is a yud, is a nakuda.
Once you get to that nekuda, so who are you measuring over here? Rabbi Memiyatim. Once you got Chacham Zatayim, what are you measuring? You're not measuring everything over here. That in that little yud lies everything. Any tzura that you're going to draw from when you put the pen on the paper, any tzura that you're going to draw is automatically a whole tzura with a roich of an oira. But the nekuda, that nekuda lies everything. You're being magbilit by drawing the tzura. So the ness of Rabban Biyad Ma'atim is Chochmas HaTorah over Chochmas HaTzoynis. That's why Yassin HaMashal HaTorah Shabal Peh, there's all in it, to be Mekatzah, fewer words, and from there we learn out the whole Torah Shabal Peh, which is multiplies and multiplies. What's the Yisod? Why is Torah Shabiksav only Chamisha Chamisha Chamayim? Why is it so modern? Why is there hardly any word? Why is it so small? The Torah says, because that's the Tzuras HaDvarim. The Tzuras HaDvarim is that from every little pasuk, from every little word, you can learn out Tili Tilim Shel Halachos. From every little word, you can have Tili Tilim Shel Halachos. So therefore, the Torah Shabiksav is written very, very, very Bekitza. And from that very Bekitza, it's Ein Soif. To teach you that the Ma'at that it is, it's mamish ain't soif. The ma'at is gufa the chelak of the ain't soif, because it's so ma'at that it's kilu not modern or mugbul. Torah Shabbat Peh, and the hispashlus of Torah Shabbat Peh, the Bnei Soscha says, everyone says the hispashlus of Torah Shabbat Peh came out by Chanukah. Chanukah's pshat is when Chochmas HaTorah started exploding, it started coming out. From the ma'atim, from that little R, ne'er le'echod, ne'er le'meah, started coming out, that from this little R, from this little dot, nekuda of chachma, is coming out. So Veda, that's the vat, of the ness of the Pach Shemen. The whole vat of Chanukah is to show that the chachma Yiddishkeit is le'modah le'mamogot. They had enough oil for one night. And from that one night, it multiplied, and became more. Mitzvahs to be moiseh b'hoylech. That moiseh b'hoylech, the meaning of moiseh b'hoylech, that comes from the first nekuda. They found a little pach cotton. The pach cotton, that's the nekuda. The nekuda was a pach cotton. That pach cotton was the whole Chanukah. That pach cotton was the whole Chanukah. That's why the Moshe you see, ki b'kar Hashem tzur elomim. Olam Haba is created with a yud. Why is Olam Haba created with a yud? What's the vort of Olam Haba being created with a yud? Olam Haba is created with a yud. Olam Haba is created with a yud because Olam Haba is the nitzchis. Ah, it's nitzchis. It's created with a yud. If it's created with another ois, it's giving it a tzura. Then it can't be ein soif. It's created with a nekuda. In that kuda, because that nekuda is not modeled the mukbel, everything licked there. Olam Haba is the Olam Nitzchis. The Olam Nitzchis. Olam Oylam the Netzach Netzach. That's the nekuda. So that's the vod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Chochma. He brings Bereishis with Chochma. So Hashem created the world with Chochma. And he goes on to explain the outside is the Choshech and inside is the Or. Where was it in his Gala? He says, in the Choshech Mitzrayim. What's the vod? The vod is Gevaldi. The Pasuk says, in last week's parasha, the Pasuk says that he was, So first of all, what does it mean, Hino Oimet Al Hayor? And also the vod is that Yor is Yud Or. Yor is Yud Or. Or we said is infinite. Why? Because it comes from the Yud. Yor is Yud Or. Paro was trying to master it. Because Mitzrayim is Mukbal. Mitzrayim is Mitzarim. So Mitzrayim is the typical example of the Or that's concealed. The Or that's concealed in the Choshech. And Paro is standing over it. Paro is not going to let this be revealed. Paro says, Klal Yisrael. He sees that Klal Yisrael is a bilti mukbelas, and therefore all the goyim they try to keep Klal Yisrael small. They try to keep Klal Yisrael to be hover nischak meloy. Ah, vil zech ban nitzel mit chachma. Hover nischak meloy against the chachma Klal Yisrael. So we're going to keep Klal Yisrael small. You're going to keep Klal Yisrael. You tipish ba'ola. Bnei Yisrael poru vayishutzu vayirbo vayibo. The fact that we're small, that's why we're poru vayishutzu vayirbo. Penyirba, the Hovenis Chakmala Penyirba. Penyirba, ah. He's got Admira, he's scared of the Ribui. He's scared of the Ribui. The Shaita, Efash Taita's Ribui, he doesn't want it to be a million, so he's gonna hold them down. Klal Yisrael is infinite. Klal Yisrael is infinite. We have the R that's infinite. And therefore that's what he's trying to do. Hovenis Chakmala Penyirba. Lomanit Chbanitz Mechachma Penyirba. Shaita Shabaoilam. The Klal Yisrael is Bereshus Chuchmasa. That same Bereshus, which is Bechuchmasa, is Shvili Srosh Nikoreshus. And Klal Yisrael Asid in the Kabbalah Satoira. And therefore Klal Yisrael is infinite. Don't try and hold down an infinite. Don't try and hold down the yud and the or, because the smaller you keep it, the more it's going to be misparat zachutza. And that's the sod of Bnei Yisrael, power of Ayishu, so Ayibim Oid. So power of in Oimid ala yor. In Oimid ala yor. It's a more than Yisod, because it explains us so many different akudas. For example, Eza Chacham Arayis Anoinat. Right? Eza Chacham, we always use the Mishnah, the Gemara. Eza Chacham Arayis Anoinat. What's the sod of Eza Chacham Arayis Anoinat, according to what we're saying? According to what we're saying is Gevaltik. Eza Chacham Arayis Anoinat is Gevaltik. Why? Noilat means potential. Chachma, according to what we're saying, it's a nakuda, but everything licked in that nakuda. So chachma is what? Kuli potential. Chachma is a potential dikazach. You understand the nakuda? Potential means it's all here. It's not nizgal yet, but it's all here. It's all here. Everything is here. The infinite sea, whatever you call it, is here in the chachma. It's a nakuda, but else licked in the nakuda. Everything lies in that nakuda. Eizo chachma roya sanoilad. He sees the noila, he sees the potential. He sees the potential. Just like that's why you use the word noilat. Same thing with the seed you put into the ground and it comes out the whole day. Same thing with the mitzvah of puruvu. It's a noilat, and this noilat will be a moilat, and that noilat will be a noilat, and that's how it carries on. Eizah chacham rest a noilat. He sees the murdik. He sees the unbelievable potential. He sees the nishnamal of what can come out of every little chelik of chachmas atoyer, every little chelik, every little mishnah, every little word. He sees the puruvu that can come out. Eizah chacham rest a noilat. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu was also the yud. He saw the yud. He saw the murdik potential, and they see the murdik potential, and therefore. That's the sod in Paris Oimid Halayor. That's why the Parshas Miketz comes together with Chanukah, with Zois Chanukah, because that's the whole Yesod of Chanukah. The whole Yesod of Chanukah is the Chochma of Yiddishkeit connected to Chochmas Chatzonis, and the Chochma of Yiddishkeit is a Yud which has everything inside it, and which is Goyim and Rabim Biad Ma'atim. Because we're not scared. Ribi is a joke. Esav Yishti Rav. That's a joke. Because we've got Kol, and Kol, ever little we have, it's Kol. It's much more than the Rav. And that's the Rabban Biyad Matim, and that's the Nest of the Pach Shemen. And that's the same Nakuda. This is Paris, it's Chazat Zechiba, that the Umas Oilam, they're trying, this is the Choshech, which is concealing the R. But once you get to the R, then it's infinite. And you see that Beferish, and a person learns the Heilige Torah, and a person learns, and he learns more and more, and he fights, and he's going, and suddenly you reach a point where, suddenly you reach that point where it starts getting out of control. It starts getting out of control, like the Chariz, the Rizal, the Rogachov, and these people that they couldn't control the Mayonis that were coming out. Once you break through to the R, that's a simon. Once you break through to the R, so then it comes in, then you can't control it anymore. Then it comes infinite. Calls man a person's b'machashak imoy shivani elikt in the choyshech noch. So made a day to be ruined. Machloi gadus niens. But once you get to the R, the R is infinite. Then you get to the darg of ne'el echa ne'el meya. That from one little word you can mechadish 100 chadish. That's the sod of the whole Mitzrayim. Never dafke in Mitzrayim was nizgal the chol bnei Yisrael hoyo or b'moshvoisam. That or the Klal Yisrael had that or b'moshvoisam was the or that was nizgal. Power was standing Allah yor, and then from there they were nizgal. So that's why ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim. This all shows that we call because we're ma'at mikol ha'amim. That's why we call. Because we're not measuring, That's Issa to count Klal Yisrael. You mustn't count Klal Yisrael. And those who say Yishli Rav, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Mezichram, they come from Esav, so they stamp numbers on people. They stamp numbers, but by them, they come from Esav. They want to know, we've got another Yid by us, we've got another Yid under our control, another Yid out there, another Yid under our control. They're stamping numbers, Yimach Shemam Mezichram, because they're coming from a Yishli Rav. But Klal Yisrael has Kol, even if Chas Vachalila, Chas v'Shalom doesn't even say the kilu. Klal Yisrael is down to one person. They slap everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that after the Chet HaEgel, he'll destroy Klal Yisrael. But the Esrei Eschavi Godel. How many do you need? Everybody Chas v'Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says everybody will not be anymore, and you Moshe Rabbeinu will be. But from you, there'll be the Goy Godel. There'll always be a Goy Godel. You don't need more than one. You don't need more than one there. That's all you saw by Chanukah, where you light the candle, you go out and wear into the Rishus HaRabim. Wow, it's just a Rabbin is plenty. We got one little lechtel and one little lechtel, one little ner, one little or. After it's just a Rabbin, we compare that and we say, this is what we have. But this, what we have, is infinite. Well, you can have a Rabbin. But the very definition that it's a Rabbin shows that it's modded, that it's a number. We have a ner. And a ner echad is a ner lemeah. And a ner lemeah, it's a ner lemillion as well. It's a ner lemillion, the ner of this. And that's the nakuda. That's the nakuda of lighting about the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's the, we stand with a miyut neged the Rabbim. That's the whole Yisod of Chanukah, because that's the whole Yisod of Chochmah. We stand with a miyut neged the Rabbim. The sugya of Yesh Li Kol. That's the sugya of Yesh Li Kol. That's the yisod of the Torah. That's the yisod of Ezer Ula Tzadik. Mele Yosef Tzadik, he's the one to be sent down to Mitzrayim. He's the one, his name is Yosef. And Yosef means there's no soif. Yosef is Moisev Ohelech. Moisev Ohelech means there's no soif. That's what the Gemara says in Brochas. But Yosef Tzadik is no Ayin Bisha. Ano Mizara Kad Yosef Kasina Delesle Ayin Bisha. There's no Ayin Bisha. There's no Ayin Hor by Yosef Tzadik. What's the Yisod? Ayin Hor is Magbil. Too many. That's it. But Yosef Tzadik is a Shem Abris. If you're Shem Abris, Shem Abris is that Zera that the Or is the Ruah La Tzadik. Tzadik. Or is the Ruah La Tzadik. Tzadik means somebody is Noite Abris. That's a Tzadik. So somebody's noita abris, meaning he's shomer a nekuda, he's shomer a mokim, that from that mokim he's shomer the infinite mokim. He's shomer the infinite, that from that mokim you're pira of ruvim. He's shomer that mokim. Shomer that mokim means he's makusha to the or. He's makusha to the zera that you put in the ground. You have a ne lecho, ne lemea, that's the or, and you have one zera, from that one zera it goes on and on and on. That's Yosef Tzadik. So Yosef Tzadik is the opposite of Mitzrayim. So Yosef Tzadik can go down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef is Roshan. There's no Ayin Bisha. There's no Ayin Bisha. He represents that Yiddishkeit is infinite, and he's Kishmoy Keinhu. He's a son who's Ephraim, and he represents this Nakuda. So he's going to go down to Mitzrayim, and he's going to be Megala the Or. His Chus are going to be Megala the Or in Mitzrayim. That Par is trying to be Oymit Allah Yor. He's trying to be, and he's going to show the potential Nikol Dovah. This also explains in Amoritika Oifen the dreams that they had last week's parasha. Because what's the thing? Say, so 7 years where they have a lot. What do the Mitzrim do? So Yosef, without Yosef's advice, Mitzrim say, there's a lot, is you eat another portion. A lot of food, so you eat 5 times a day, 6 times a day. Yosef Tzadik says, no, Yosef Tzadik sees that there's a Amoritika potential over here. Keep this. There's going to be times where you're going to need this. Ezer Chacham Haroya Sanoilat. Yosef Tzadik is that Bechina where he's Roya Sanoilat. Mashenke the Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim don't look at them. They don't look at the. They look at what's here now. They look at what's in front of them now. That's the Chilak. That's why Yosef Tzadik, the Koyach Yosef Tzadik, brought in, brought down to Mitzrayim. So this is Bereishis. This is Bereishis B'chuchmasa. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to show us that even though he's creating a mokum which is mugdar, mugbal, madut, a bria sa'olam, but nevertheless in that bria sa'olam there's the or, and the whole avoid of a yid in that voracious is in that voracious the whole avoid of the yid is that b'yom elakim yehi or, there's going to be a choshech toyev avoy v'choshech av nitzoyim b'yom elakim yehi or, that's the or where we have to get to, that's the or agomis. And it says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was going is that to the tzaddikim. It's that whole or is a hidden thing. Chochmah is a nakuda, but in that nakuda is nignaz. In that nakuda is nignaz everything. That's called the or agonis. The or meaning the ner lecha, the mele mea, the infinite koyach. Is that's what's nignaz, and that's dangerous to give to the rishon. Because by them everything is modded and mugbal. That's how we can be goyva over them. So therefore, when they're pushing us down in numbers, it's Adarabba be Adarabba. We can hold on to even the smallest thing. We can hold on to one Nair. We can hold on to one Nair. We are the Ma'atim. But the Ma'atim is Ogufa Agoyrim and Ho Ogufa Agilui that we're going to be Goyva over them. It's Ho Ogufa Agilui that we're going to be Goyva over them. Because they're coming to us with numbers. We are the Rabbim and you are the Ma'atim. You come to us with numbers. You come to us with a Mugbal Dikka Kop. But that's a Yeshli Rav. Says Yaakov to Esav, I've got a secret for you. You've got lots of wealth, but Yesh Li Kol. We know the Kol is the middle of Yisod. The middle of Yisod is that is in Nekuda. The middle of Yisod. We know the middle of Yisod, the middle of Yosef Tzadik is a Yud is a Vav, which is a Yud with a Hemshech. So meaning it's Mamshech the Yud. That's what a Yisod is. It's Mamshech the Yud. That's Kichol Bashmayim Arts. It's the Hemshech the Yud. We have to be Mamshech the Yud. We have to be Mamshech the Yud. Mamshech the Nekuda, and from that Nekuda comes everywhere.
Yisayid of the Yud.
Ah, Yisayid Yud. Sod of the Yud, wow. You just thought of that now? Gewaltig. Wow. That's the ikar of bria. The ikar of the choyshech is only as a peel around that to megala the or.
That says by Yosef. It says ayin har is not shoyd. It's tiksif ali ayin. Ali is al yud.
Al yud.
Al tika ali or oyle.
Oyle, yeah. Wow. It's all about the yud. All about the yud. Because the yud is the nakuda, and the rest is gone. Was in that yud. But the yud, in other words, when you megala that it's only in a kuda, then you megala that it's everything. You megala that memela, because it's only yud, you megala it's not modud. Because it's not modud, then it's everything. You try to be big, you big magbil yourself. That's all you saw that came in the Torah. Mesem atzmei kamidbar. The person is mesem atzmei kaim, so then forget. Then other rabbi, he's not modud or magbil anymore. You saw that in a way, for sure.
Like I said, that's what Hashem says, why does it say tzos peneach? It's bifaket. Because he was Megala, so that he's Megala the Tzunais, Tzostas Penea. So no, Ayadei that he was Penea, he was Behester, Ayadei he was Tzofnas, he was Tzof when he was Benister, and he was
Zayt.
Because he was Benister, he covered it up, like I was saying.
That's right. Because then you're taking it away from the Koyach of being Magbilit. Taking away from the koyach being magbilit, maybe then it's not the one. It's already there. A tzaddik always comes together. Tzaddik nista. Tzaddik be'etzim is nista. We discuss often that the yisod is a chelak of the guf. That's nista. Because that's an akuda. You don't want it to be a mukbaldik koyach hashem. You want it to be a bilti mukbaldik koyach. You want the mitzvah to be mamet doyrus and doyrus ada sova ada oilam. So maybe for that, it's going to be as soon as you bring it out, it's you're making it into a davar mudah the mukbal. You have to keep it inside, and then hagufa, it's nistar in the thing. That's the whole meaning of being master a person. The person is being master himself. The more person is master himself, the more the koichas that are inside are koichas in soifius. The more person is megala himself, so the more he's megala himself, the more he's saying so you know adkan, you know from here to there. The more he's master himself, so pshalas the more. The brighter it's the more it's choyach. That's the aura which is concealed. That's why the aura is hidden in the choyshach. Choyshach represents the idea, the clipper that's around it that everyone can see. Everyone can see, so they can see. But the aura that's inside, that's hidden inside, is an aura that you can't see. When you megala that aura, then you megala. Namish, it's a feeling in Torah. The person gets a feeling in Torah where suddenly he feels his mind starts going wild. Why? Because that means that he reached that aura. Looking at something, bang, and suddenly you feel that you've reached up an akuda. I mean, everybody is confused such a thing. You reach an akuda where it's just being nevea now and you can't stop it. That means you reached the or. That means you reached the or. And that's the Torah Shabbat Peh. They found an or which is in the Choshech. But Machashakim Oshimani, they found the or. They start off with Choshech. So once you find, in other words, there's an or outside. There's an or that's inside. The or that's like Tchila outside. An or that's like Tchila outside. So that's an order that's mobile. But an order that's inside, so that's the order that's not mobile. So the Chashakim Shivan is, if you start off with Choshech, that means you're looking for the order that's built in mobile. And that's Talmud Bavli. And that, when you find it, is Talmud Bavli. It's Nispashit. Tosh Bapeh is Nispashit Adin Sof. Nispashit Adin Sof. That's what we're showing the Goyim when you take it out into the Rosh Hashanah. Take the Ner Hanukkah out into the Rosh Hashanah. Showing the goy that the rabbim, you're laughing at his rabbim. We're not embarrassed to come out with a little net to the Rosh Hashanah. I always tell the bachurim when they leave yeshiva, I said, go to the Empire State Building, take a little pocket Mishnayis Kahati, and put it next to the Empire State Building, you're going to see the Mishnayis is taller. If you think it was licked in every Mishnah, then you can go all the way up to Shemayim with it. Mi Yalana Shemayim is Rosh Hashanah's meal. Tzayv Tev is Yudkei Vofkei. In other words, Yudkei Vavkei is Hoye Veyeh. It's not modded on. The Shem Havai is not modded on Mugbal. Mila, that's the Koyach. Mila, it's Yedovik. Parit, like I said, Mi Havai Asher Eshma B'Koyle. He's scared of that. He's in Koyfer in that. He's Koyfer in the Mi Havai Asher Eshma B'Koyle. Elikim is Yud Mem. Yud Mem is plural, meaning it's Rabbim. Yud Mem, Elikim is Yud Mem. So they can chab anything that comes into the plural form. But something that doesn't, not Toifus, a plural, it's not Toifus, a singing, it's Hoye Veyeh. How can you be Magbala into Mitzrayim? You can't. Takadleli tisim tshayim, there was a chet to Mrs. Mila. Now that signified the going out to Mitzrayim. That's the choyshech of Mitzrayim, and the Kalal Yisrael had the or, that or that they found is or, which is the or that was built in.
cates. That's the story of Hanukkah. It's more mugbal. The more mugbal the person is, the more person is dovak to and kudus. The more he's dovak with him, when the kudus. You see, by Yosef Tzadik also has Tzadik is the mid of emuna. Yosef Tzadik is the mid of emuna. The mid of emuna is Baruch Habakkuk with midan al achas Tzadik bevanasa yiche. The midan al achas emuna has everything inside it. Yosef Tzadik represents also the enyan. He was mamin Ashri Agevash. He saw Hashem iftach velepanu ra'avim. Is a Yosef Tzadik. Emuna is an akuda. It's a pneumistic and akuda. Emuna is an akuda where everything lies inside it. The midan achas Tzadik bevanasa yiche. Everything licked in emuna. Person's got emuna, then everything, he's got everything. If he hasn't got emuna, then he hasn't got anything. Is all. Ruchnis is an akuda. Rav Haim is a halt by name.